What's up, y'all? I had Patricia go live right now, man, because I don't know. I was just feeling the flow and wanted to talk to y'all. Just reminiscing on my own life, man, of the recent, just recent stuff in my life, man. And looking back, you know, while I was trying to write that book, the first time or the second time, in the darkness that I was sitting in trying to write that first book, thinking I'd never make it, thinking I had no support around me at that time writing that book. And I ran into Patricia later in my life, and she was like that extra person at the end of some marathon holding that bottle of water for me that I didn't expect was going to be there, and gave me that drink, and I was able to finish. And I wrote that second book so pure and so real with all I had in me. And that freedom and the love and support that I had from her allowed that to happen. And whether you're sitting now in the dark in your life about what's happening or what's not happening or what it should be happening, keep fucking fighting. Fight and fight harder. What comes to my mind when I'm hearing this song reminds me, for almost a year and a half, I sat in a dark room and I wrote for hours until the sun would come up by myself, imagining all of the people out there hurting, that had no way, that had no path, no support, nobody helping them. And I kept writing anyway. And I urge you to do the same. Keep writing, keep fighting, keep talking, keep loving, keep holding, and by all means, keep believing in yourself. Despite what anybody tells you, despite what the world tells you, despite what it says, believe in yourself and steady now. Steady now when the waves come. Steady when the storm comes and rocks the ship. Steady now and stay focused. Stay loving. Stay real. Believe, I promise, whatever the fuck it is, man, it will go away and it will come true. And even if it doesn't, the fight for it, the search for meaning, means more than finding meaning. The outcomes are not what is responsible for anything. The outcomes are what's not as important. Whatever the outcome of whatever it is, that's not important. It's the journey that you went through. It's the trial that you made it out of. It's the tomorrow that you see. It's the next week that you make it through. It's the people that you love still. That's what it's about. The outcome does not matter. The outcome, whether it's successful, makes money, or people follow or listen, it does not matter. Finishing it is what matters. Crossing the line. Do that. Don't see the line in the sand. Don't see the fucking speed bumps that life puts in front of you. By all means, don't hold yourself back with irrational fucking beliefs. Don't listen to the world when they tell you no one's listening. Don't listen to yourself when yourself tells you that no one's listening or no one cares. Move. Always forward. Moving forward, constantly. You can look back, but by all means, God damn it, don't go back. Don't go back, don't look back. Don't wonder what should have been, what could have been if you just. Believe in that self, man. Spread that love, tribe, man, because I'm fading out. I'm passing this torch soon. I've said the words that I can say to y'all in the tribe and anybody else. And the word's out there, people are hearing it. But I need y'all, I need the tribe, I need you all to spread that word, pick up your drive, pick up the reason why. Think about your last days on earth, if you were here, what you would want to be remembered for, the one thing you'd want to get done. Not what you need to acquire, not what you need to accomplish, and not what you need to even experience. Life is fucking beautiful, man, it's tragically beautiful. That's the amazing thing we'll all never understand. We won't know why we're here. You're never going to know purpose. You're never going to have a reason why. You're never going to know that. And I think it wouldn't be nearly as beautiful if we knew. Immortality is ugly to me. Sunsets, life, breath, moments, hugs, loves. These are the things that are special because we die. And if you need more motivation than that, that you will fucking die, then I can't fucking motivate you anymore. But I can tell you now that I hope to inspire you and allow the darkness, allow the pain, allow that to fuel you and push you beyond any limits you've ever seen. And when the boat rocks, remember, steady now. Steady now. Love y'all.